So after D6, I text Weezy. Right. I said, now.
How about? I'm about to say, what kind of Bluetooth you got on?
It's time for a vacation. Guess the iPhone auto corrected. And he thought I said, now it's time for dedication.
They're gonna bang it, y'all.
So now y'all got a 20 pack.
Yeah, just,
you're welcome.
Yeah, not your email address, neither.
D6 reloaded. A dedication.
Looking in the mirror, all I see is money. Well, if I was blind, all I hear is running. Plug with the chair, Sally, for the meeting Sunday. He said, his bitch, flush the work, time to do some plumbing.
The one that re-released today was the Freeway now. Wolves never cry, wolfing you can feed us on you.
Pledge allegiance to the region that's beneath the London. South side from your blind side, Stevie Wonder. Hunger games, ain't no games, no mistaken hunger. Be greedy, fuckers, eat yourself, or trick, I teeth and mug you.
This one of the most slept on mixtape.
Bitch, I'm bleeding blubber. And I've been struggling, I can't trust you because I'm saying double. And I've been balling like the Rucker, nigga, triple double. And eyes water, and they want peace, but it won't fix the puzzle. You drop the ball, if you a beast, you won't be quick to fumble. If I'm too deep, then get a bigger shovel, dig a tunnel. If you a beast, then that bitch can't get a nigga from you. I'm the only one that speak when we in the huddle. Make a pussy nigga leak, then jump in the puddle. We coming deep to your street, about to rent a shuttle. Every day of the week, if I hit the streets, I gotta hit the hustle. Every day of the week, I gotta get loaded, loaded, skip the buffer. I got it made, and when that said, I gotta tip the butler. I like my bitches, must have business, hush them business, custom. Bitches separate from the system, fuck them, now they fucking. They can't hide their battle scars, but they can hide their stomachs. Niggas like Niagara Falls, how they miles are running. But we making caviar out of flounders, guppies. Stand tall, but I'm a muskin to my pile of money. Got down and dug it, found a nugget, made a mountain of it. Don't need a crown, gown or nothing. I'm the king of subject. Chocolate brown cream and fudgy and a peanut butter. Fuck the fuckery, I go skullduggery and get ugly. Niggas thuggin', we got babies smuggling and they huggies. Niggas juggling different kind of drugs, fans struggling. Sipping activists like Fred Douglas. Good night, sleep tight, watch the bed buggies. She give me ass, she give me head, I call it head button. Walk in the room full of buttons, press the red button. Blow this bitch to shreds, get my skateboard and shred something. Lead pumping, you dead pumpkin, go head dump them. Red rum, going hard in the paint, Andre Drummond. Head hunting, goodwill hunting, still stunting. All or nothing, Warren G to Warren Buffett. Storming, flooding, lightning, thunder, Carter coming. Like karma coming, my bitch pussy's the warmest oven. Need morning loving, she foreign, dynamite bomb my country. Thick as fuck, no panties when she got on the ones. Whoa. Time to get the paper though. You ain't for bitches in line to get this snake for show. We take the dough up, they don't pay the dough, and that's for sure. We make them vegetables, and we don't even like vegetables. These niggas extra broke, we breaking nigga down to decimals. We up in Mexico to see the plug and not electrical. High cholesterol, you niggas salty, I'm the pepper though. Your bitch a helper hoe, she wanna be in my next episode. I've been stepping stone, and after you hit it, I'm a chaperone. It blow like saxophone, and when the smoke clear, I'm a standalone. I'm from the Terradome, yeah, that New Orleans home, I'm at the dome. Cops on megaphones, it's so much bad luck, ain't no leprechauns. I've been caught a stone, pocket full of stones, on the corner moving stones. Papa was a rolling stone, I'm so stoned, and this bitch waiting on Babylon. Babylon, the dresser next to the gun and Tylenol. Silence off, spike a bitch, drink like volleyball. Olive oil skinny bitches can't get in the ride at all, not at all. I'm involved in a real private war, time to brawl. Niggas, I want a tune to take his diamonds off. I'm a top crazy to a deaf nigga.
I just know you're a rapper, a fan of good music, so I can jump right.
I keep the glamour in the drawer, the pajamas. I keep the ammo and the bananas. I keep the standards high as the canyon. I treat the Grammys like some medallions. I treat the randoms like some companions. I treat the weed.
Did you hear what the fuck he just said?
I
got to run that back. Cause he just said everything.
I'm like that melody.
That's only the part. And then I'm gonna get into the shit you like.
Running and shit.
Grandma with the medallions. I treat the Grammys like some medallions. I
treat the randoms like some companions. I treat the weed like some azaleas. I got more value than I got failure. I got more flings than I got flair. I don't dream if I do not have nothing to wear. You see what I mean, and that's why you stare. I know you believe, I know you beware. I know she a fiend, and this in the fair. And mama a queen, and papa a bear. You run out of steam, you run out of stairs. I run a supreme and get something rare. She runs to the team, and now she a player. We live on the edge, we die in the air. We sick in the head, but pockets as well. We tiptoe on eggs, we out of our shell. Our vision is red, the eyes are as well. We can't pay attention, we gotta pay bills. It doesn't make sense if it's not making meals.
Man, that's like what squad Weezy. You feel what I'm saying?
This go for me.
Okay, try to make my mark. I gave my head start. Now I'm on my knees.
I don't want no fraud.
Trying to raise the bar. Rapping like I passed the bar. You would think I'm riding bikes, boy, the way I hit the bar.
Came back, man. That's a movement, bro.
Popping all these blues. I might turn into an avatar. They ain't want to see me back. He's back. Human crack in the flesh. Sorry, I had to relapse. These niggas weak whack. I twist them like weed rap. Still on money, no brown. Still getting cheap money on cheap packs. No stutter man. Busting like that, a man is evident. These hoes love me, they say my dick is their medicine. Cops be spiking gelatin, still pushing and peddling. Settling never, I'm like DiCaprio in The Revenant. Still whipping and stretching it. Tupac's ambidextrous, I'm a beast of dog. I see that money, I'm catching it. Your hoe throwing it at me, I'm catching it. Don't check me, go check it, bitch. You don't wanna get me out of my element. From a tenant in the tenements to owning my residence.
See, they had Jadaverse, fam. This should have had Jadaverse Cam. That's a fight.
But they don't want Dave.
They even let Cam sign like that. I'm trying to murder you, son. Like, you can be homies after. I'm not gonna hold you.
And
Killer got 20 songs for any 20 that Jadakiss got. They came out in the same era.
20
hits. And they don't want to do features neither.
Everybody
doesn't matter. He had the eye before everybody. Bro, front, back, side to side. That bone question? You get beat dead. That means you're dead meat.
That nigga can't throw the nigga to my ticket. Yo, the Kelly have a way to
lose my mind. Kick a nigga ass, then give him my shoes to shine. Do or die. I come from where we used to crime. The Uzi 9, more important than school supplies.
The Uzi 9, more important than school supplies.
The rules is lies. The pigeons is too spook to fly. The rules deny. All the toughest goons is mine.
Them toothies fly. They kill you and go
through the town. We unify.
The money revolution.
The new design, we had to leave the flukes behind and super side. The numbers through the roof and sky. Don't look too surprised, but through the lines we make it. Moves and stride, grooves and vibes, I'm too alive. These hoes need to be supervised. They put on a cute disguise. Your rooms is blind. You can think in the Uber ride. Number two with fries, I'm pimping.
Now who am I?
I'm who and why? I'm rude and kind. My cards are computerized. I'm cruising by, smoking plus Ruben size. You fools can try. These tools getting utilized. You euthanize. Shoot and drive. Now who survived? We coming back to rewind. I'm usually high.
Now who survived?
The Houston line feel humanized. I want my throne to recline. Jackie Red, Julie Blind, and Cuban Vine. I bruise their spine. I leave and they snooze tonight. Super glued to the grind. My crew, my tribe. These bitches try to divide. We too divine. Got the drugs to provide. The coolest highs. The green is green and the white with the bluest eyes.
Yeah.
And the juice collide. The two combine like soup inside.
We got the drugs.
And the blue with the, what you said, the white is what and the blue is.
Nah, that's that nigga's hello.
Smoking plus Ruben size, you fools can try. These tools getting utilized, you euthanize. Flip the skirt, shoot and drive. Now who survived? We coming back to rewind. I'm usually high, sipping on the Houston wine. Feel humanized, I want my throne to recline. Jackie Red, Julie Blind, and Cuban Fine. I bruise their spine, I leave and they snooze tonight. Super glued to the grind, my crew, my tribe. These bitches try to divide, we too divine. Got the drugs to provide, the coolest highs. The green is green and the white.
Drink with the brewers, I serve in the juice collide. The two combine like suits and ties. Magic, poof, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
That's different. It's a little Wayne. That's weird. That's him.
What's that? Shout the Mac, man.
Baby, I'm on me. The same thing you told me about her, the same thing I told her about her. I was like, what kept you chasing me or messing with me, as toxic as I was the fact that you thought you ain't have me.
Yeah, but because she haul ass money. That's the only thing, that's the only control they got. That ain't real power, man. That's an illusion, and that's your own fucking ego telling you that shit.
And that's me. You every time, that's bro. Me. But you gotta go through this shit and get these lessons so you don't be going through this shit at 34 and 40.
But you still want it right now. You know right now you still want it.
Not like you think.
I know, bro.
You know what I want?
I talked to you for 3 days, nigga, and I know. I know. That's what it is.
But I'm going to tell you like this right here, though.
You love that bitch, man.
I don't love her.
You got to keep him hanging on
her. I do. I love her as his mama.
You know that bitch in general.
It ain't really no way to separate the love. Cause love. Exactly. You know what I be telling people? I be like, bro, how you fall in love? Where that shit at? Who dug that hole? Ain't no, you don't fall in love. You love.
Exactly.
It ain't. It's not an emotional thing. Cause I could hate your fucking guts and show you some love.
Cause it's a thin line, man.
It's action.
I got to give a fuck about you. To me, feel either
this
one.
Is all love is, bro. Me having your best interest at heart without benefit to me. That's it.
That's it.
And it's simple. People who try to make that shit emotional, love is feeling butterflies. I feel butterflies on X. So when, no, so I do I love X? I pop a bean and smoke some weed, nigga. I pop a bean and feel butterflies and mushy and gooey and shit, man. What the fuck? You don't love me, bitch. You about to do dope with me and tell me to cheat. You love me, you're a dirtbag. And hey, you see cool. The dirt bag in me, and you trying to
bring it out so you can have something.
Listen,
when you see me.
Our demons ain't going double dutch, bitch. I'm fighting my nigga.
I'm trying to destroy
fuck
bitch.
This nigga. And if you fuck with him, fuck you too, bitch. Yeah, that's what it looking like. But like I tell anybody, bro, what made me grow is accountability, bro. Holding myself accountable for every fucking single thing. I don't blame nobody for shit.
You can't.
Nothing about nothing. I'm so glad I wouldn't change nothing I've been through, because what I've been through.
It's what gonna get you where you going. You motherfuckers be worried about where you at, man, but you gotta worry about where the fuck you finna go at, man.
Yeah.
All this wisdom, man, boy. Seasoned out here, man.
So where we getting at in life, and we just starting to figure out what the application of what
how
we learned is. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Because we ain't learning regular shit. We not learning how to go to work, how to balance a checkbook, or how to just pay bills and be robotic.
But that's the
you know
point,
what I'm saying?
Though, man, to break the cycle, though, we got to teach our kids that shit. That's why I love that I got these kids, man, because that's like my second chance to motherfucking give them some shit nobody ain't
that's
me,
really
man.
What changed me with it's women like, was my daughter.
Keep passing that shit on, man.
You
that
feel
shit
what I'm saying? Like, I can't be in no position for what I do to come back on them. It's already gonna be a level of it organically.
Well, God knew what to do with me, boy. He put my daughter with a family full of gang of women, dog. I'm talking about strong ass women, dog.
Right.
Now I'm talking about, man, it's no problem. I ain't planning on having no baby with kids, but I couldn't ask for a better mama for my daughter, man.
good or bad. You know what I'm saying? She give my daughter a lot of motherfucking.
I get my old lady and my other baby mama that prop. Nah, my older son mama. Because it's a public platform, I'm not gonna expose nothing that's not public knowledge. But I'm praying for her.
You told me praying for her. She let you see the kid?
I had custody of him. And he had to burn his bridge down here so bad. I lost my spot. So what I did was I asked his grandma, could he come up there until like the first semester of school? The first semester of school. And yeah, I'm tripping. Fuck 4th of July. Tell every Trump supporter I said, fuck those mama shit. But when he got up there, she was talking about sending them back in November. I'm like, okay, send them. Next thing I know, he called me from a California law. His mama live in California, don't know nobody over there. And she, listen, she's not supposed to have custody of him from an abuse case. You know what I'm saying? But what I look like calling the police? What I'm gonna say? I'm living.
Father, nigga, nigga.
Nah, bro, cause she nigga. She
got like you
jail,
calling. Yeah, like you calling to tell her that she got some kilos or something.
Nah, she not. I'm not gonna get them.
Why?
Kid, California. You know what they're gonna do? First of all, it's a quarantine. They not gonna put them on no plane.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right. I'm talking about after the fact.
They gonna put them in a home, bro. They gonna put them in foster care.
We talking about after the fact, though.
I'm just saying, if he go in the system, who's to say I'm gonna be able to get him out just like that? I might have to go to Cali, move over there, and do some more shit. And
you gotta do all that. You just gonna get your kid.
You know what I'm saying?
But his mother and father, you got custody already.
And I know how much he love his mama. I don't want to be. I don't want to be. And he old enough to be like, fuck that nigga. He 15.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So he old enough to be like, fuck that nigga. He might not understand. I don't want to sacrifice our relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Later. Yeah.
Because he gonna need me past 18. He been needing me his whole life. I was the most uncomfortable for him because that's when you know you're growing. When it's uncomfortable, if you in a comfortable state.
But you feel away, you gotta stay close to them girls because you know how your ass was out here in these streets. Oh, anyway, you gotta go guard your girls in. That was them daddy should have did, nigga, with their daughters.
Yeah.
Shit, you gonna get mine, nigga.
Yeah, you should have been on your shit.
I'm gonna show you what y'all should have did, nigga.
I'm gonna show you how this shit looks.
I try to keep it so cool.
They have
my
some
man.
Fucking
up,
intelligent,
man.
Beautiful virgins under your wing. T.I. 22, I'm checking your panties. Come here.
I'm checking
habits.
Let's go.
Come here. Let me see the bottom of that purse.
but
it just like come with maturity. Like I said, man, I've been old for a minute, but I'm finally getting to a place where I'm maturing and growing up, bro. I'm very humble and honest.
Very immature, I thought you was about to say.
I'm very humble and honest enough to say that because that might help somebody else feel like they ain't on bullshit or they looking down on themselves or beating themselves up thinking I'm a late bloomer, I got it late. Nigga, you got it though.
Yeah. When you get it, it don't matter when you get it.
When you get it, you realize you ain't got shit. Yeah. And you got this.
You got to think, man, we ain't been grown that long.
We've been like adults, but like, we ain't been grown.
Yeah, exactly, nigga. I feel like I started understanding what the fuck was going on until I was about 25. Damn, that 30, man. I was playing catch up the whole time from the goal.
I was going through my last little bit of lessons to about 30, 31.
Yeah,
31 hit, and we got to do something different.
Man, I just figured
that shit just clicked.
I just figured that shit out last week, man. That's what I'm about to tell you. I figured out why everything had been happening to me, or what it was for. But then I couldn't figure out what I'm supposed to do with it, man. But now I know what I'm supposed to do with it. So,
man, you know what, bro? I'd be willing to try I'd be willing to just step out on faith even when I don't know what the fuck to do.
Oh, yeah.
I think that.
But you got to know what you want, though.
Yeah, I know what the goal is, but if it don't work that way, that's okay.
No, fuck that. The goal got to remain the same.
No, I ain't talking about the goal. I'm talking about the route.
Oh, the route
to achieving the goal.
That's what I said.
It's going to be different routes. And now what I do is, in the past, I would be the nigga to just jump out there because I know this is something that does work, but how do I work it? You know what I'm saying? So I go out there and just try some shit and fail, thinking that my intelligence was gonna carry me. You know what I'm saying? But intelligence ain't nothing but just fucking knowledge. Knowledge and knowing some shit don't mean you know.
You better change the outcome.
There you have it. You got to be wisdom is just applying what you know. That's it. You ain't gotta make that.
You only gonna know what's gonna happen if you already been through that.
There you go. So you know, I'm glad I made certain mistakes before I found out. You know what I'm saying? Now I know that either it work or don't. You know what I'm saying?
I feel sorry for the nigga who breeze through life and get everything, man. Because when they lose it, boy, they gonna lose it for real.
Or when they realize what they got ain't even what's worth having. I want to get my mindset to the point to where I can maintain the wealth that I desire. You dig what I'm saying?
The level of comfort that I desire on the regular. It ain't even about wealth.
Yeah, it's just stability. Like,
not much. I do want a lot, but it ain't much. Man.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not.
Rain drop in the bucket.
Like, I just want to be financially stable, bro. And like on some sentimental shit.
You gotta speak that shit, bro.
I want every my mama day, and my auntie to see me reach my potential before they die.
Yeah.
Or before I die.
That's a good motivation, man.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's such a pure, especially when you got that relationship with them. Like I ain't always have that.
Yeah.
But now that I do, that shit means so much more to me. Like parenting. I want my mama to be, like, happy with what she made. You know what I'm saying? What she done.
But they already know, though, man.
They know you got it in you, but they want to see it come out. They're like, goddamn.
It's going to come, though, man. Because all they seeing right now is a nigga mindset going to that. Man, that'd be enough. I can just tell how my mama talked to me now. She know what time it is, man. She always knew what time it is, but she just ain't agree with what I was trying to do with it, man. But I did it anyway.
Right, but this is the love. They don't turn on you in the midst of that. Like, my mom never, like, shied away from me no matter what my decision was. And whatever, and any game she could give me, she gave it to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not condoning, but it's not turning her back on her child, despite, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want to have that with my kids. I'm going to figure out, like, what the...
I got this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Scumbag Chronicles with the nigga Chris. I don't know if that's what we're going to say. The nigga's name. Smoke. That's what I'm going to call that nigga Smoke. They say Smoke, nigga.
How do you do?
Smoke. Nigga, that's your alias, nigga. Smoke. But yeah, man. Fuck what we talking about. We got to get in gear, man. We got to take it to the basis and tell the foundation of this shit, man. Niggas who been out here just... We going now, nigga. But point blank, period. We old, nigga. We old, dog. Old, dog. Yeah, dog. Plenty. Oh, man. That's all them lessons is valuable, boy. That's money. That's like currency out here, man.
fantasy. My eyes look on his daughter, talking too much. Contain me before you show up. Ain't let me apply to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you did. But that's the thing, you did. Yeah, but the same thing about it, though. Nigga didn't learn the lessons and use that shit to your advantage at the same time. That's how far along a nigga is in this shit. Like, enough time where I done fumbled, and then damn, been like, learn from that fumble, and then doubled up on that fumble before. Like, damn, okay, I made twice as much as I thought I was going to make on that little hustle, and failed at it, but then I learned from it and made twice as much as I would have made on that.
That form of the hustle, bro, no matter, like, first of all, my reputation precedes me. Because I could not be in the street, and I can't make a bitch believe I ain't in the street.
Yeah.
Because I've been in the street like that.
Yeah.
So even if I don't got it, they feel like I know something. I could put it together.
But you can, though. See, and that's value by you, too, man. Just a nigga on face value alone, I can go and get something from a lot of niggas that ain't going to serve nobody.
Niggas idolize about work that ain't even really... It ain't even about that. Let me stop.
Talk your shit, Chris.
It ain't even really like that with them, bro, because I done helped them niggas for nothing, just on the strip that I'm gonna be who I'm supposed to be, whether you niggas do or not.
Y'all feel some type of way because you didn't show some love.
Yeah, I didn't show love in every arena of this shit. And niggas so sleep out here till they think that if you show love, it's a weakness.
Yeah.
But you gonna be in the car singing a song about that's my dog and all the shit you gonna do for your dog and how you gonna bust out. I really done that.
Yeah. But at the same time, you hot as fuck too. So when you giving it, it's okay to be high. But whenever you trying to get to the plug, it's like, man, it's like, damn, you done brought, you don't know who you done brought. We brought Chris, got the Federales and everybody out there, nigga. Yeah, you hear, but they gonna get everybody in a circumference when they come.
Oh yeah, where is he at right now?
Helicopter's coming down. What the fuck is that? Bigger, yeah. And a lot of times niggas don't be wanting to share the plug because they might feel like you might shortstop them. A lot of niggas,
would rather have me under them.
Yeah,
like, then, copy from them.
Yeah,
rather than
they want that money. They want that little bit of tax.
I had crackers that I was serving. Those were my pops. Niggas that just wanted something that I know ain't about to pay more than what I'm paying. I get that shit to me because I can go get some more. I have some brought to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a pop because on top of who are my jugs,
mm-hmm.
that's just profit.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, that's profit. You thinking that you getting over on me or I'm sweet, but you don't know how I'm.
Because
you worry about the wrong shit.
But that's your advantage, though. You know what I'm saying? That's the best thing about operating within a system that ain't built no intellect. So a lot of it's built on hunger. So a lot of niggas just be hungry. The nigga that's the hungriest be the nigga who get the most money, man. And the thing about it is, the nigga who can get some food and want to share the food, man, then that you look like the fool, man.
Yeah, because it's the dog-eat-dog world.
Exactly.
So I done pulled that shit back, and I just extend that type of love to my immediate family and niggas that I know is going to reciprocate that. Yeah. You don't got to show me. I know it's ill if I'm fucking with you like that. And I ain't got to go out of my way, but if I say, hey, bro, come blow with me. You feel what I'm saying? If I say, hey, I'm in the car, I'm buying your shit, I'm going to go to the city and get some soul food. It's father's house. It's on me. You ain't, don't worry about it. Come on.
Who you gonna do?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit like that shouldn't be no big deal, huh?
It is a big deal, though. The world don't work like that. Yeah. Your circle gotta be small, bro. You gotta be select. You gotta be select about who you extend that love to.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
Yeah, man, you gotta apply that shit, bro, to the fullest, bro. And the way you decide who gonna be in that circle is if a motherfucker ain't contributing to your mindset and
helping. Bring no, add no value.
then you shouldn't be around me, man. If I can't use you, then you're useless. If I can't use you, then you're useless, man. If you can't, if I can't use you, then you're useless, you know, and that ain't a bad thing. Motherfuckers should want to be useful out here in this motherfucking world, man. Why would you want to be useless to the world, man? Or useless to anybody, man? Why would you not want a motherfucker to want something from you?
That was my biggest issue, too. I was trying to show that I could be of use.
Yes, man.
In every fucking facet of life, I'm showing you, like, bitches is nothing.
Yeah,
money,
man.
Nothing. Drugs, nothing. Clothes, nothing. All that shit that y'all think is something is nothing.
Yeah, man.
Because I got this shit in me. So no matter how broke, how rich, how crisp, how bummy, like, whatever, I'm still me, and I'm still going to go into the same respect because I done everything without no jumper cables, bro. Mm-hmm. No OG, no big homie, no nigga telling me what. No, I came out here and spit my dick on the ground.
Yeah, I was like, you took some lumps. Took some lumps on me. Yeah, you did. Whatever it took to see what it was you wanted to do. But that's what I'm saying. You gotta find what it is that remember what used to drive you like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, whatever it was, bro, cause it wasn't just that one thing. Like, okay, it was always the clothes. Like, oh, you wanna go to Atlanta, get the clothes and have some shit these niggas don't got down here. Then I wanna come down here, I wanna have a business you niggas ain't never seen before down here. You know what I'm saying? And now I wanna have the most fire. Yeah, you know, and now you done all that. So now, what's next, though?
And that's one man. I can do the real. I can excel at the real shit, the shit that matters. Just like I can excel at
shit. And you can, bro. That's why I said. That's why I was trying to tell you how we were saying. How I was saying, like, a lot of motherfuckers out here, they on some shit like everybody want to sell plates. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, what about a motherfucker who's selling the actual plates, nigga? Like, you know, you selling the food on the plate, but what about a nigga who can sell the styrofoam shit in bulk? Yeah, I heard Cam say that, man. And then immediately, you know what's even fucked up? More fucked up. Cam said that shit, bro. And then, like, a month after that, Corona hit, nigga, and it was a surplus. It was a shortage on motherfucking toilet paper. I can't should have been on the TV like, I just told y'all niggas, man. I said it on about 3 interviews. That nigga need to avoid investing toilet paper, man.
That nigga had toilet paper, bro. Like, that nigga knew something.
Probably too. He plugged in with them people, man.
You see, Cam been eating off the music.
Before the music. He doing movies. Man, Cam had a different game. Cam one of the realest niggas ever was in the game.
Ever.
I put him up there.
And you know what?
Nigga like pee, so
it's just like you just believe the nigga. Like, you know when a nigga...
You that shit is real. Especially when you can tell... And in that sense, man, when you rub an elbow with a lot of... With the niggas that we know is for real, too, same way like you, and they show respect. And you do, especially when you... And this gonna tell you how move. This tell me more, though, when that nigga... I feel like the nigga was so valuable because the nigga was so... Disrespectful and wild, dog. And them niggas would tolerate it. When you go act wild like that and niggas still tolerate you, boy, that means you getting to it, boy.
You getting to it, and you
would do it. You getting to it, man. They don't want them problems, and you
got... Ziki was killing niggas and goddamn. J.R. Ryder was rapping fast and all
that
kind of shit was
good. Hey,
K.R. Ryder was good, boy.
Freaky Ziggy, Forty Cal, who is this? Forty Cal was a battle rapper first. The difference is Cam, Jewel, Jim Jones, Freaky Ziggy. No, he never was. He never was. I ain't see him on no covers.
We gonna leave him.
We talking about album covers, man. Oh, man.
All I'm saying is, Cam was. Who Cam? That's why I said Cam and Jada would have been way better.
No, that wouldn't have been though. That was a good one that they did. Jada and Fab. We talking about Bar. Who?
Did you see it?
I liked it. It was good, man.
Jada was entertaining.
That was the best fucking one. That nigga, that should be ground zero right there, what we just saw. Because I'm going to tell you what they did. They came close when they did the motherfucking John Legend and Alicia Keys shit. They was like, damn, this in the same room shit is what really was happening. Because I was tuned in. That shit was boring as fuck. But when they came with Jada and Fab, and you got to think these niggas bar for bar right here. That was the best one, bro. That was the best matchup. No, nigga. I don't know fuck that. Man, that was the best matchup, man.
And you might think I'm crazy.
That was the best matchup.
Derrick and Jill was the best one, bro.
Yeah, that was the best one with the split screen shit, man.
That was the best one before they started doing it the same
way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the best one.
And Jill, nobody knew like 80% of Jill's songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck what you
man, fuck that.
And he ain't taking nothing from Jill.
Yeah, man, fuck that, man. I think they need to separate the verses with R&B and just have it with bars. Not bars. I'm still stuck on the motherfucking Jada and Fab.
I gave you some classic battles.
Yes, you did. Nigga, you had a lineup. But what I'm saying, they should just keep it with hip hop shit, man. I really should. I feel like
you know who would be.
That's another player.
Like
I guess they got to mix it up for the other people that want to watch.
Listen, we could do down south and up north. I'll put T.I. against
Pippen. That'll be a good one.
That might be what
we were just talking about. Who we could put with T.I. and that might be who it is right there. Yeah.
And acting them niggas
around. I'm about to hit Nova on that shit right now, man. Dang, man, they won't even add them. I already got started. Fuck that shit. But I'm gonna hit them up, man, because we were just talking about that shit. Because, you know, man, I feel like T.I. is the pinnacle, man, for me, and with that shit. He the best all around in this shit. I know you think Wayne is,
T.I. was Wayne's
spot. Yeah.
I think that.
Damn! Did you say? I don't think so. Though. That's what I think.
He ain't say that.
Give me that line. That we got to run. We had to pull that up for me. I had to pull it up.
Next session, we gonna start right
there. All right. I'm gonna
say this right here. Who in the South getting rain inspired? But Carter One set the plateau.
That's what I was saying on that dedicated shit. T.I. didn't apply to none of that shit Wayne said on that dedicated shit.
T.I. was under none of them umbrellas.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. They peers. T.I. ain't influenced by Wayne. Nigga, we peers. We peers. We peers, man.
Yeah, we peers. Wayne was rapping years before T.I. Block is hot and fucking Hot Boys Wayne, and you think they have no influence?
T.I. was on some Bun B and Pimp C, UGK type shit. He wasn't listening to no nigga like Wayne. He probably liked Cash Money and all that shit, but I'm sure he was. I would say BG. It wouldn't be no Wayne without BG, man. If anything,
no Wayne without Baby.
Nah, BG was the flow. BG wasn't even thinking about no label if he didn't have a fire nigga like BG on that motherfucker to start it off with. Oh fuck, man. Wayne fire with T.I. is more fire.
That's preference.
Nah, that's preference right there. I might be tripping.
Bro, listen to this shit right here. A history of rappers paying homage to Lil Wayne. Every rapper is influenced by Lil Wayne from...
Man, I don't want to hear no guy. This nigga is looking up.
No, this is XXL magazine.
LilWayneFanClub.com, man.
That shit's an XXL magazine.
I mean, that ain't no valid source,
bro,
XXL.
Valid source. You had two magazines paper back in school, nigga.
Yeah, that shit, they had not over. This ain't that.
Nah, that
shit
was.
Shit was
the whole line.
Nah, that shit was. Man, media is trash these days, man. Wayne probably own XXL, man. Who owns it? Hey, Siri. All right, she ain't gonna work because I'm on. Look at this. 24
years later.
24
years, bro.
24, man, but he won.
Kendrick Lamar. Thank you, praise God. Teaching us all how to swag in videos, you and Wayne most influential. Who, I don't know who the best guy.
Yeah, look at that. See
that?
Yeah, 2 Chainz. He made his career. Yeah. Uh-huh. Jazz Cardi. Yeah.
Young boy
never broke. Yeah, sounds like them guys. All them young guys, man. Niggas with tattoos on their face. T.I. ain't got no tattoos, man. And T.I. really was out here hustling, man. Lil Wayne was a little kid, already rich.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's, man. T.I. No, I'm saying T.I. say you a good, you a great rapper, man. You a great rapper, man. But you talked a lot of gangster shit that you ain't did no gangster shit. BG them was doing that gangster shit. T.I. fuck with niggas like BG and them niggas. He respect Wayne on some rap shit, nigga. On the here we go. I hear you.
I don't agree with that. I'm gonna tell you this. Like, first of all, I will go on record saying I don't give a fuck about a list. I really don't care. I mean, I appreciate the acknowledgement. You know what I'm saying? But
I heard
this
too.
I'm doing for nobody else to say I'm a butt. It's just conversation.
I think I cut it off after you said it.
You know what? You get me through a tough time.
He don't know what the fuck he talk about, man. I know T.I., nigga.
T.I. don't know T.I. like I know T.I., nigga. But I think Wayne should be higher on the list than me because this is what he do. This all he do.
Yeah, rapper, you hear me? And I feel that. Well, that's what I'm saying. This shit bigger than rap, though. Embodying his shit.
So I feel like once you have kind of like dedicated your life to something, like me, I do so much. I have so many talents, and I really feel like that, you know, a lot of times that rapping or you know, the act of rapping.
So what he pretty much saying is,
man, bro, you ain't got to twist that shit up, man.
Man, what he's
twisting weed around.
This is what he said. He said, that's all he do is rap. I do a lot of shit, and I do it great. I'm on his level without even trying. If I really tried to do this shit like he did, if I did this shit all day and night like he did, then I would be, it wouldn't be no list.
That nigga tried to sell that shit to me then. See, I know some scumbag shit when I see it. I'm talking about you sold that bitch subconsciously.
That's what
you
know.
You wasn't even trying to agree. Man, this goddamn, be in the boat with me. Get in the car.
Yeah, nigga, T.I., man. He top five.
Man, look, Wayne.
Who the best rapper to anybody? See, that nigga.
That's a tough one. Cause you know who niggas are about that conversation, but I just know. And I know real rap. Barely. What's the nigga name from the Roots?
Black Thought.
My
nigga be slime, but you, but that's what I'm saying. You can't be ranking niggas talking about best rapper. I mean, best rapper, and you ain't got no hit songs, man. I know a lot of niggas that can just rap their ass off. And Andre Jackson can rap like a motherfucker. That nigga rap like a motherfucker. Hey, but when I get him in there to make a song, he can't make a song. I'm saying, man, bro be having, bro got have like 1,000 bars, man. Yeah, 1,000, and they got 1,000 bars, man. But when I get him in the booth, he got.
Number 2 songs.
Yeah.
on the Eminem beat. I did to the Eminem beat. That Slim Shady. Shut up with that shit. This thing when niggas was getting lyrics off, what that shit was, O-H-H-L-A, oh, holla, nigga walking around with a backpack full of T.I. lyrics. I want to see what he said right there.
I had that shit for real, nigga. That was me, nigga. That was me, real nigga shit.
Oh, hey,
when I heard that nigga say it, when that nigga say, to play me, hey, he gonna need a track from God featuring Jesus or Jay-Z. I said, man, this guy's the greatest guy I've ever heard in life. Jay-Z. And this was before it even was popping. I heard it on the Humbug.
Guy you ever heard in your life at the moment he said that. He put him on the same God as Jesus.
Man.
That's his rap stature.
In the beginning.
Jay-Z, Andre, Jay-Z, them like maybe the only two niggas above
consider me one of the greatest there will ever be.
Andre and Jay-Z is at a fight. Yeah,
he said,
and Lil Wayne
put me with Tupac, B.I.G. and Jay-Z. He ain't saying about Lil Wayne. But one floss.
Lil Wayne was
And that was on his first album.
Lil Wayne was doing
that was his first album.
Shit.
That's what I'm saying. He
Carter three.
That's what I'm saying. How can you be influencing me?
Way,
how can you be influencing me when I'm trying to? I'm looking
the
at
the man just told you.
Wow.
Hey, I put myself under Lil Wayne. That what the man said.
He just said that now because he was just trying to flex,
he
man.
Said that shit in 2019.
He like nigga, you still rapping right now? And these kids love you. You're making rock and roll music, and that's not what I'm doing. Rap has turned into something. He's saying rapping. I'm telling you, man. I mean, he just said it right there.
We're not doing fake news.
He talked it in a nice presidential way. He tucked it in nice. He said this is all he does. I mean, I do a lot of other things, man. This is all he does day in, day night. I do a lot of other things, man. This is all he does, man. I do a lot of other things. Yeah, a lot of people say, Lil Wayne would be higher than you on the list. Oh, no, I would put him higher on the list because this is all he does. I do a lot of other things. Now, see, you're already comparing us like we right here. It's like right here.
Let's finish what the fuck you were saying.
Yeah. Let's run back to that part, though, first. Can we start from that part?
Yeah,
because this is all he does. But he does a lot of other things. I was like, if that was all I did... No, can we go back? See, I don't like how you ain't go back. I don't want to go all the way back. I want to go back to the question. No, I didn't want to hear that word. I want to help part here.
That's what I appreciate for the list. That's just to me. But I think Wayne should be higher on the list than me because this is what he do. This is all he do.
He dedicated his whole life to this.
Everything.
Everything. And I did this shit just for a little bit.
And it worked like a motherfucker.
Your life?
Me?
I do so much shit. I really gave nothing to it. I heard it. I remember. Let's listen to me.
My talent, so I don't really goddamn go to
really.
Unless I need it.
But unless I need it.
Every place on his face, he knew it was no other job and shit left for me to do with this, man. He dedicated his whole life to this shit. So I believe he deserved that. Why I think Wayne should be higher on the list than me. You know what I'm saying? Because I always say, well, now I might have to act in a movie or something.
I'll be higher than him on the greatest nigga alive list. We just tell my rappers. Oh, man. He said that. You heard him? Man, he said that shit, man.
I came to pray. And in your walk, it won't be a regular walk. Sometimes you gotta step, bend, rise, up, down. Come here, somebody. Give me a high five.
I'm whooping in somebody. He live with his mom.
Password is the devil is a liar. 5678210. Please let me know when you have it.
That nigga got
a scully on. And see, there's something.
Man, that nigga look like every preacher and no preacher.
Yeah.
Check this out, bro. I ain't got time to be fucking playing with you, man. You just killed him. He looked like who Big Lance. Come on, where that spade went at? Big Lance. Chronicles, is we going with a different name?
I'm already locked in.
That's Scumbag. Okay, cool.
We recording up.
Oh, we recording? God damn. What else to talk about?
You listen, young man.
Shit, take your time, young man. I just want to warn niggas. That's all I want to do. Just let me warn you and get this shit off, bro, and then go. Don't fuck with me no more. Hey. I got some shit to say. Got to hit the seat. I got on the goddamn.
You recorded the car, man. It's decent.
You know what I'm saying? Just hit the AC. I'm in this bitch in the goddamn windbreaker.
You all right?
For the JV.
Turn it on?
Turn it on.
Oh, nigga, you high. Okay, you husky.
Oh, this shit here ain't open.
Nigga, you sweating. Oh,
sweat, nigga. My pressure about 190. Right, goddamn.
Nigga, you know
what?
Who wear jackets
and... Nah, I had this jacket. I went to the store and I called you. I thought it was about to rain, so I was
saying, well, why though? Why was the jacket even part of your apparel?
It's, you know, I just saying...
139 outside at nighttime.
It's 130 Celsius.
Yeah, it's boiling out of this bitch. Shit, all right, nigga.
It's 139 Celsius out this bitch.
Keep on, just called me. That nigga forehead had 1,000 beads on it. I said, damn, you leaking? They just say to me, yeah, man. Just
oh, he was in that kitchen back and forth and sprinting.
Nigga was sweating. Nigga walking in circles. Nigga with that money, boy.
Okay, so this what I gotta say.
Shit made me feel like I did a good job, nigga.
you did a damn good job. And hey, niggas, it's okay to tell a nigga they was good at something.
Yeah, man, that's what
you bitch ass niggas.
Yeah, see, and
it's okay, dog, to give a nigga they flowers while they here and not go get the outfit for the cookout when the nigga
and
died.
And for you niggas that feel like you can't, man, that mean there's something wrong with you, nigga, not wrong with the nigga who big a nigga up.
Yeah, right, who made the accomplishment, right, who deserve another little bit of credit. Yeah. Niggas fuck with me all the time.
I'm on credit, love. I get a little bit.
Hey, niggas fuck with me all the time. Man, you ain't gonna let a nigga goddamn not forget. I say, you know what? If I don't remind you, bitch niggas, y'all ain't gonna give it to me. And no. I know it bothered you to give it to me, so that's how I fuck with you niggas and get at y'all without putting my hands on you. I keep doing the shit, just in a better way, and I tell you niggas. Fuck you. Yeah, man, I don't tell you niggas what I'm doing. I just tell you niggas I'm learning. And that scare you bitch ass niggas. But don't let me get the application of this shit. Y'all niggas been waiting on me to figure it out anyway.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What was your, I was talking about earlier, man. What's your next thing, man, that you about to go innovate, man?
My next thing is
about 15 years ago.
I'm really finna try to fucking
get parcel service package.
Yeah, I did that. I caught the bot.
Package,
I got
package.
The bot, we.
Bot just came. First nigga with the lean and around the way.
About to gallon.
Yeah, about
to gallon. That's like 109 ounces liquid. Niggas don't know. Yeah. Niggas don't know that type of shit.
I remember you showing me that, and the thing about it, fucked up thing about it was, you was like, man, look at this shit, man. I literally looked at you like, man, you crazy fuck, man. I don't want that. What the fuck we just do with that? What is that? He told me. Hey, you already do, nigga. I ain't about to try to explain it to you, nigga. You don't know, but I'm about to find who do know, nigga.
Quick.
Hey, get up.
Because I was getting that shit. I was getting a gallon of that shit for like $900. 4 ounces go for $60.
Well, you got the 900 is another story. That's the scumbag story that we need right now.
The scumbag story with that was...
I got 900.
I did.
The savage, but then.
I rolled with my plug. On the mega bus to the A. We got off the bus. We got on the train. We got off the train and got on the cab. Got in the cab. Got a cab to like a club / flea market.
Oh, you was already hungry before you went and done this here.
This was like this was how I got the lean.
I was saying how you got the 900 to go.
I'm telling you, I didn't. He just fronted it to me because I rolled with him and carried shit back with
him. That sounds like
man, I ain't never been in no shit like this before, bro. It was almost damn near, because this was an island nigga. So me and him would be about to fight all the time. This nigga be pulling the stick on me. I be cussing him out. Bro, you ain't going to shoot me in front of your arm, lady, dog. It ain't even about no money. Man, you talk to me, bruv. All that shit, man, bro. You talking like you got peanuts in your mouth and shit. You're saying it like a Turkish don. I don't know what the fuck you're saying, bro. Bruv. So, we get on the mega, bro. We go through all that little spiel. We get in this club, bro, and niggas bring us like 50 pounds of mid, 10 pounds of gas, two gallons of lean. We had to pull out every, you know, pint into the gallon jug, and it got a grape thing on it, so it looked like we just walking around with, we both got grape juice. I got to drink this shit out the jug on the bus to make it look like, and I got a bag full of dough. We got like 1,000 G, all this type of shit.
Wow.
And I used to be tired of hustling, because niggas who know, like, when that shit going, when you get to a certain level, like when you selling quantity, and you got your network going, that shit going. Because niggas, like, this was always my little niche. However low I can drop the price for my person to still see my number, that's what I do. So if I'm just trying to get $2 off a zip, then I got $25 age because you're used to paying $50. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to sell more quicker than the nigga that's sitting on it trying to get 50 a pop. You feel
what I'm
saying?
Crazy, man. That's how Los was, man. I miss bro, but that was his hustle. Bro be like, man, bro, man, you know me, nigga. I'm the exact opposite, nigga. I'm selling that bitch for the sky high, nigga. Take it or leave it. Yeah. Or you don't want it, nigga, fuck you, nigga. And then, and the worst thing you can tell me, talking about, man, another nigga got it for this price. Well, go get a shot with that nigga.
What the fuck you call me for then?
For real, man. I don't want my time,
I ain't call you, nigga. I ain't ask you, do you need something?
Well, fuck. Well, I fuck with my white boy, man.
I don't even go around with shit like that. And this is the other thing. If I get something, that shit got to be gone when I get it because I ain't got time to sit on it.
Yeah.
I'm past all that shit.
And that's why
I know that's a weakness for me. Yeah. If I got it, I'm gonna dip in it.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? And then I'm missing that little dollar gonna count later. It's gonna bite me in the ass that I couldn't control myself and be disciplined enough. So what I do is
at least you learned that you had to speed up the motherfucking clientele you know yourself. You always been like that though, from young. But that's a good thing. Like we was talking about earlier though. It's good that you got out there so early.
And I ain't making them mistakes now, late in the game.
Exactly.
Oh, man. My God. But this nigga that's doing that shit. Man, that shit have caused me my goddamn. If I was living like that right now, oh, man, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, man.
You'd be like, that's my nigga.
He was a good nigga.
Man, I need the right mode. One of the two. Either he was a good nigga or... I need the right mode, man. I'm gonna stop by and get Mama $10 or something, man.
JK, man. Ain't like that no more. This new school niggas gone.
Man, I shot the nigga a door. The nigga been asking me for money ever since. Like, I can't take care of you now, dog. Goddamn. You know what a nigga gonna do?
A nigga stupid, man.
Damn. Where you niggas at? Niggas ain't real. That's real shit, though. Yeah, that's so relatable.
That's why it's funny. Dude.
And if you tell a nigga you gonna send a nigga a stamp and y'all been doing time together, and you don't send that stamp, oh my God. Niggas is dead out this bitch about that shit. You laying all in the nigga mama bushes. God damn, bro. Get the goddamn stamp book. Yeah, shit. I'm about to pee on a goddamn, so you playing the shit.
When you tell a nigga something, tell a nigga what you say. You don't know how much I needed to stamp. You don't know how a nigga had to, nigga.
What's wrong with y'all niggas, man? and I'm like that too, man. And if you know it's fucked up because, you know what I'm saying? I'm like that because I don't give a fuck about shit. If you tell me you're going to do something and you just fuck around and don't do it, I know the nigga, the difference between a nigga that just forgot to do it and a nigga that just was trying to buck the jack. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
And I don't feel no type of way about either one. You know what I'm saying?
But when you're in jail, every little thing hit a little bit different because you're so vulnerable. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you vulnerable because you was motherfucking vulnerable out here on these streets. Motherfucking jail going to expose what was going on out on the street anyway, nigga. You couldn't be depending on me out here, nigga. I'm letting you be known. I was not the nigga to be depend for you to depend on out here. And while you're in there, I'm not the nigga to depend on either, nigga. Stay your ass the fuck up out of there. When I was locked up, even from a jit, nigga, juvenile, I learned the only motherfucker who was writing me was my granddaddy every week and all my bitches, nigga. I'm talking about all my bitches.
Let me tell you, I even had
Kaya write me every week, nigga.
Let me tell you who was writing me. Kaya wrote me when I was locked up.
I taught her that. You went after me.
The one, I never fucked with it.
I know, I'm saying you went.
I
had a mind
the one,
right.
The one that was in the city that Danielle was catfishing. I'm going to tell y'all that story next time. If you think you heard some funny shit, boy, Danielle Holmes is a legend. Anyway, oh God, I said her name. Oh God, I'm about to get you some publicity and some likes and shit. Cause you did some shit so wrong. You was catfishing
way before Neve was even thinking about that shit.
Listen,
she was catfishing on.
In love with a character. You are amazing.
Yeah.
At the time, I thought you was a scumbag.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause that bitch was fine as fuck.
And Danielle always
and
had
you
a motherfucker.
Shitting me too.
You gotta think, man. With Danielle,
you put me on the bitch to test your G. It all makes sense now. I can't get too far ahead. I got to say that.
Yeah, yeah,
you put me on her and then tried to see if you could keep her. If I know the pitch. You're amazing. I ain't have none of that game. See, that's bitch game. That's want to be a nigga. That's why you got to watch them goddamn See, it's a Jezebel spirit. That's a bitch that ain't gay, but could be.
And then you got a full-blown Christian, Chris.
And then you got a Jeremiah spirit. And that's a tranny, you know? That bitch was a sodomite before a nigga could spell it. God Ooh. Damn it. Damn.
Sodomite.
Homosexual. Bestiality.
I was going to say, who the hell fucking the hell of the ass, boy?
Danielle was fucking a queen daughter, too. Do the match. Who? A queen daughter.
I don't know what.
What's a queen daughter name?
Who is a queen?
It ain't about the queen. What is a queen's daughter?
Princess. Well, you said I like how you had Latin. You didn't like that, man. I was going to cry. I missed that. This nigga be saying names I don't know. I be like, who?
Queen daughter. I tried to keep the bitch in the rapper fucker too. She ain't showed no love. We ain't kept my shit.
Man, that shit is old news anyway. Statute of limitations up on
that. Yeah. Really, I ain't got no beef with you. I check all that shit, man. Yeah, man. And I ain't talking bad about you. Oh, damn, yeah.
We all grew up in this motherfucker.
We remember this. We can laugh about this shit now because I bet you even in that shit, if you being real, you learn something about that bullshit. We ain't gonna do no shit like that now, so salute.
Fuck it.
As cool as you niggas think I am, I done some super lame shit. Thank God I did.
You know what the wildest shit though, man? Out of all the hot shit I done did in Nassau County, man, most exemplary shit was to go to fucking store and come out with that same legally.
That's got to be like, that's why you can't stay out the bitch. You be in the window shopping and all.
What? I just want
to
go in.
Got money, be trying to bribe the little bitches in there.
Hell yeah, man. Ain't no little bitches in there. That's another thing. A nigga need to get into the business fast, man. And quick, we need to turn this shit back into some real life, trap life shit. Like, man, because they got the right idea, man. They got it like.
We need to have the delivery service that we can fucking subcontract out to every goddamn thing with our own insurance and shit, so they don't have to pay for that type of shit, and it'll be cheaper. We just get a percentage.
They won't pay for it regardless.
You know what I'm saying? If they're paying, that's extra money. That's what I'm saying. They're paying extra money for having their own.
They make them niggas.
So we got qualified drivers. That's Amazon Prime and that shit all day. In the pandemic,
yeah, because you gotta get. Come on, that's a good ass idea, nigga. What you be thinking, boy?
That's a freestyle.
I need to get that contract.
Just think about it. You got two leads, one, what is it, one plan?
You got a lot, bro.
No, I'm just saying, if you just do three of them, yeah, see, lead, one plan, you do the ones that got more than one site.
Yeah, you got a franchise with that shit.
There you go. And all you need is three trucks.
Yeah, right. But yeah, man, just the process of it, though.
I ain't telling you niggas nothing else.
But ain't it fucked up, though, that, like, man, like, when I went in that bitch the first time, it fucked me up because... You know what I'm saying? The dude, like you said, he got your ID, so he's looking at your name and shit. And the little young boy that's behind the counter, he's like, oh, Mobley? Yeah, man. Do you know Mike? I said, yeah, that's my cousin, man. He was like, yeah, man, tell him what's up, man. I used to buy trees from him all the time in school. I said, this is the nigga behind the counter. The little white boy. So that made me look around. I said, everybody who got a weed charge. You feel me, though? I bet they won't even give Mike a job up here because of that motherfucking charge.
They need to have a reformation program for anybody who went in for cultivating, man, distributing, trafficking, growing anything with marijuana. You could opt out of doing some county time and go into a program, and you got to complete the program. But if you don't, then you got to come back and see the judge.
Yeah, but not only that, man. What about niggas who already did paid that for time and came back home, bro?
Then they get that shit, too. They got that option.
They fought that. They need to let them niggas get some equity in some of these dispensaries that y'all got going out here. But we put in work out here and paid the way, and y'all out here motherfuckers setting up legitimate traps right in front of our face with big-ass neon signs. That's bullshit.
And if I get caught with an ounce of this shit y'all selling out the store, y'all going to take me to fucking jail.
Y'all need to give us some equity in these motherfucking companies.
You want to give us some reparations? Give us a little bit.
We should be the only ones who can have the dispensaries, man.
niggas, the motherfucking company.
We should be able to get 100 shares.
Yeah, man. No, fuck the shares. They should be
them
like,
shares worth some money.
We should have they should have a limited amount of license.
1,000.
And you gotta have a motherfucking weed charge on your record to go get a license to open up a dispensary.
Or it can't stop you.
No. You gotta have a weed charge on you. That way, even if the people...
But we got to be realistic, too.
No, realistically, think about it. So
they're not going to do that.
They should, though.
They should do a lot of shit.
The weed license going to cost... I mean, whatever the permit, whatever the fuck is going to be, like a liquor license, the dispensary,
right.
It should be like however many, like a 5 bands or something like that. And you can go get it if you got any felony... possession of marijuana charges, anything, trafficking, anything, you can go get one. And then, if you don't got the money to start a motherfucking business, then somebody, a businessman that don't got no motherfucking felonies can buy that bitch off of you and you still get to make a profit off of your misfortune.
Word. And then, if you got a coke charge, you should be able to get a Mexican and a plant. At least a shovel.
Because
you got the goddamn cocaine intuition too, so we need to have some reparations or reform for them motherfuckers too.
Man, fuck that.
Reform, period. You sell crack, you need to go in the goddamn culinary.
Yeah, they just need to let them niggas free when they did.
You need to go in the culinary or masonry, bitch.
If you did a dime already on some coke shit.
Hey, but like also.
I seen that the nigga Albert DeLon got a life sentence, boy.
You ain't know Albert D was going for L? They said, but his brother, like my brother, got no, bro.
I mean, he just talking about that's what I was
my
saying.
My mama called me crying about that shit, bro, like it was me. Because he used to live with me, I used to live with him. We done got money, we done snot out the nose, we done fought.
Yeah,
we done did everything, bro. We done lived together in the hotels, at my auntie's house, at my mama's house, at his house, all kind of shit when I was living like that. And fucking... that shit still bothers me to this day. His birthday passed not too long ago.
Marley. Yeah, I saw that.
But this is what I was about to say. My kind of like...
It's fucked up how motherfuckers don't even say, yeah, man, I knew that. It's like, yeah, I saw that on social media somewhere. I think I did see that.
Yeah.
Just the lingo that changed with social media that changed the world. Go ahead.
Social media changed the fucking world. And... My thing with how I would deflect kids from going through what Bali went through is I think that we should have the same way they got apprenticeships when you get out of school. They should have that shit when school start. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, not when school start, but like whenever you want to start, you should be able to do like get your hours. So by the time you're 18, you 2 years, three, you only got 1 year left for apprenticeship, but you're getting the top pay. Bless you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They about to give us shit, though, man.
But we got to do that. That's what I said. That's what I want to do. Like, you got a nigga like my cousin Bowlegs. You know what I'm saying? He a certified electrician. You got a nigga like Javon, concrete finisher. Me, I paint. You know what I'm saying? I know, nigga, if you want
to
be...
Ryan taught you how to paint.
Oh, hell yeah. Shit, he taught me how to paint, how to fight, how to dress. And just how to be a real. I was under such scrutiny as a jit about being who I'm supposed to be. It was like I could have went wrong, but I had to go earlier. Cause they're like, nigga, you know too much. You know what I'm saying? So it was shit that I ain't know how to apply what I knew. I was a child. The first time I did cocaine, bro, I was 9 years old.
What the fuck?
With Ryan.
Bro, it's a savage.
I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like on no cool shit. And I'm like, that shit turned me out from there. Like, I did everything it was to do so early to by the time niggas had them jumped off the porch, I'm walking up the step.
That's why you're so aggravating. At that young age, nigga was geeked up out that nigga.
I ain't go like that.
Yeah, geeker.
I smoke weed.
That changed. That decombobulated your shit right
now.
No, there,
I smoke weed from like 9 to 12. I might smoke a boom, but I wasn't bumping like that.
So what was the first time you hit the J, man? Who was the first time you smoked with? Then you hit the coke at 9, then goddamn, man.
Ryan.
I ain't never hit no coke.
Ryan was the first nigga I smoked a blunt with. And I remember this like yesterday. Ernest me and Ernest Roberts smoked a cigar because we ain't had no weed. And we was trying to be cool. We smoked the cigar that you smoke a blunt in. You know what I'm saying?
Fired the blunt up.
We fired the cigar up. I said, man, I'm over here about to throw up a lung. Ryan on the way back from Jenkins. I ain't got time for this shit, nigga. This nigga 6'9", 260, 80% muscle, and light skin, and motherfucker in a fucking Honda Civic. Bullying the car. This nigga so big in the car, he bullying the bitch. Him and John, man. And I saw how niggas just responded to him. You know what I'm saying? So I knew whatever he was telling me was some good shit. You feel what I'm saying? Then I saw how niggas responded to my daddy. But the catch is, I saw how niggas responded to my mama. Because my mama was around every nigga that sell dope. And ain't nobody ever disrespect her. My mama never got in no shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? And if she got mad at somebody, it was up. Nobody never tried her back or nothing.
Well, she carried herself like that, though, man.
That's but crazy. See, you know, like, when you see niggas respect a woman like that, it got a different effect. It just so happened to be my mama.
Boy, that used to be your butt-head boy. Nigga say something about your mama, boy. That nigga ready to... You know, that used to be everybody that thing, but boy, that shit used to set you out of the motherfucker. Nigga, your mama, nigga, what, nigga? I'm talking from little, nigga. You know, little. Just a simple nigga, your mama, nigga.
What?
My mama, nigga. You got to beat me up, nah, nigga. I'm going to bite your ass all day, nigga.
Every time I see your ass.
So you might as well let me beat your ass now, nigga, so we can go and get this shit over with.
I never forget, bro. I was about 12 years old. I had a corner on me. Like, I had it like in my waist. It was bagged up and up. It was about 6:30 on the Wednesday. This Bible study time. See my grandma pulling out the jar. You know, back then, I'm just dribbling in the street. I thought I was a wreck legend.
Okay.
So
with the boo-boo handle.
Psych. Yeah. You know what? Psych.
You had a little hoop, man.
I had a little hoop.
You had a little hoop, man.
So fuck around and she tell me, oh, come on, get in this car. Now, first of all, I'm mussy. Because at this time, I'm 12 and I'm still putting on roll-on band, huh, shit?
With the long fro.
Hey, with the long fro. I just grew the happy trail on niggas. I'm lifting my shirt up in church.
Stay with the tank top on.
Man, what? I got nigga. Six hairs by you my
nigga. Hey, it was the first nigga out there, nigga, about the hoop. Chris got to go put on his jersey, nigga. Let's go.
Man, I'm finna go get fresh to death. I'll be out there in some Cortez. Bro, hey. Four niggas was getting Chris with their own money. I gave Bells. When Bells had Polo and Nug and all that shit, I know I had dropped 3 stacks in that bitch. Because that shit was high back then, bro. Ooh. Man, a Tommy sweater was about Bell's 250.
Way high, probably. This old
nah,
lady.
They don't sell that shit no more.
They selling something in there.
They selling Izod in that bitch.
In there?
And goddamn.
South Pole fur collar jacket.
And 502 Levi's. What the fuck them is, man?
This the bitch shit we back. Looking at. For them old ladies, they selling them motherfucking.
Them is just baggy at the knee. Man, what the fuck to be a butt athletic addict? You know what I'm saying? Shit, bro. Shit, like, man, niggas don't even what? Know, bro.
I used to cost so many shoes out of that bitch, dog. I mean, you fucked up my shell toes out of there with the silver on the side. I wanted to kill your ass, nigga. It was gray on the side.
What'd I let you hold?
Nothing, man.
You was big bro-ing me?
Nah, I just let you hold him, man.
That's what I'm saying. You was big bro-ing.
But that's what I'm saying.
He was proud. He wanted to see me.
But you had a lot. You had a lot of shit. I just left him at your house. I had 2 pair of shoes. I had came from somebody's house.
And then
you asked me the first day. I said, yeah, but I still ain't come back the next day. He was like, oh, that nigga left them bitches 2 days. Hey, them bitches gone.
Yeah,
I said, what this nigga here? Yeah.
Bro.
I bought them.
This is what niggas used to get mad at, but D'Angelo and Melvin tell me this shit all the time.
Man, I let Chris hold something. He beat Chris by the knee in this shit. God damn it.
Nigga, you was balling in my shit, nigga. Okay. That nigga out there hooping in my shell toes, nigga.
Man, with a neck full of brood on, nigga. You niggas don't. niggas don't want none of this, nigga. I got a neck full of brew and a WWJD keychain over that bitch. With a lock to a bike key on that bitch. Like I got something really going. And Blitz on the PlayStation. Nigga ain't got bad. Nigga got NFL Blitz. Man.
Control,
this nigga throwing
man.
It the 2,000 yard pass every time. God damn. Back when niggas was, hey, had that channel recall, previous channel button, you were not supposed to be watching some bullshit. You watching the porn with the fuzz, spice. You can't see that. You seen a leg for 10 seconds, dick sideways. Nigga shit about to break. You ain't seen nothing. All you heard was a bitch say, swing, and you didn't got down. Nigga. Hell nah. Boy, hey, them was the days, boy. I look back on that shit, I'm like, my kids ain't even like this.
Man, they ain't gonna know nothing about that shit, man.
Nothing. Social media fucked up the whole game. They ain't never had to do a book report.
Not even the social media, bro. Just the internet, bro.
The internet.
The internet.
And social media keeping the internet moving.
Yeah, man. Fuck social media. These kids don't care about social media. That's like... That's like the
they just don't understand that's what it
is. That's like text messaging to them. That shit is minding them. That YouTube shit though, bro, that's what they really own right now. YouTube is king right now.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, of everything.
YouTube is king.
Because it's just giving you the visual.
Look at you, just showed me some YouTube shit. You just showed me some YouTube shit right then.
It's giving
you
the visual.
Video.
That's what I'm telling you. All people want to see that shit wouldn't have been as funny. As it was
and
with
audio.
Just audio.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it wasn't really funny.
So it's the visual. So they just finessed me.
Yeah, that's for kids. That's what I'm saying. For kids. I'm saying in this time, that's what I feel like. If it's funny, if it's funny when you can't see it, then it's gonna be funny when you put the. Because ain't nothing better than your what's in your mind.
Your imagination.
Exactly. This is like reading a book gonna be better than the movie. Because how I envisioned it in my mind. Y'all ain't gonna put it on the flick like I seen it, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying? I read
mind.
This fucking book. Y'all
right.
Missing the little details that I remember in the book.
I'm the writer and the main character in this motherfucker.
Exactly, dog. So that's what I feel like with audio. It's like, and then the video come later, you know what I'm saying? Once people, like, damn, not the people that already know you, but the motherfuckers don't know you, looking like, wonder what these motherfuckers look like. I want to put a voice with. Man, I listened to Rap Radar podcast for 2 years before I even thought about Googling who the fuck these niggas were. And these niggas Google and these niggas interviewing
major niggas.
What major?
Jigga, Drake.
And I still ain't looking at the part. And this before they had the visual ones. But when
you know
they
what?
Had, I still
and with
ain't
Joe
looked.
Button shit, I don't have to look like I got premium YouTube, so I could click my phone off. You know what I'm saying? I done seen what I needed to see. I done been entertained with a visual time or two, but the conversation is more entertaining.
Yeah, man.
I ain't got to see it no more.
Yeah,
you know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
Man.
I'm
exactly.
going for, I'm going to get what I came to get, and
exactly.
I'm gone.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
it. And it's going to count as a view for them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I look at all that shit because I know I got to be a student of it if we're going to do this. I ain't trying to do what they do, but I'm not too proud to say that I would love the same type of success.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that come, but at the same time, that's why I say I feel like they get the advantage because they already got some level of notoriety or success. So they got a fan base that here they doing anything like a podcast. That's who gravitating to the podcast. So that's
right.
why I say it's important. This shit just like music is to pump the podcast locally first. You know what I'm saying? And not only you getting traction locally, but at the same time, you perfecting the craft. You can see the people who know you gonna tell you the truest truth about your shit. Like, yeah, that shit was alright, but whatever. You know what I'm saying?
They, you can't have thin skin with this shit.
Exactly.
You gotta have thick skin.
People anyway, man. All right. If you rock with,
cause
you
guess
rock
what?
With you,
we gonna,
you know what
once
saying?
The shit blow, it's gonna be the people abroad that fuck with us more.
Man, there's a billion people.
And I don't
world.
Care whoever this shit's supposed to reach. That's who I wanted to reach.
Yeah, man, it's gonna reach, man. Because you know what I mean, people.
yearn for a vibe or a conversation, you know what I'm saying? And plus, I want to get more in depth into some shit, man, like shit that we didn't have going to the fucking bottom. Shit we didn't have going, man. But right now, like I say, just feeling out the vibe and seeing how the recording go and how the flow of the conversation go. Shit that I need to start doing, like rubbing my motherfucking hands.
You bird, man. Chill. But shit, it just motherfucking our chemistry organic. You know what I'm saying? A real nigga fuck with a real nigga.
We was young anyway, talking and shit.
Talking like this. You been talking like this, and I've been talking like this since we was young.
And we been talking to each other like this, nigga. I didn't be.
Exactly. Because we can't talk to everybody like this.
Exactly.
This shit ain't for everybody, and I'm cool with that. Don't force this shit on yourself. It's all right. Come hate, give me a view, and go.
That's
it. It's a view either way.
And the best thing about this shit is we on this end, and we didn't knock your bitch down back in the day, and you laying next to her right now.
I just want
to
take the time to say that I don't apologize.
yeah, definitely not that. I was going to say that you been listening, and nobody know you listening, man. You know, because I know a lot of you niggas be fans on the
low, you know, high key on the low though.
On the low, you know what I'm saying? But you be hating in the public, right? You be the fan and reach.
Drake said it best. Jealousy is just love and hate
at the same time.
That's it, man.
And then I feel like it's all
you
good, feel, man.
You hate that, I made you love me, and now you vulnerable like a female. That's okay.
I don't hate you
about that.
I
can't relate, but I understand. Just chill. I got you. And, this is what I wanted to say. I need 10 more minutes. This is what I want to say. I don't believe in the concept that westernized people have of love, bro. Uh-huh. I don't think that love is something you can fall into. I haven't been to a place that's love. I ain't ran across no holes.
Love
that had love in them.
Love
right. I didn't have the right concept of love, so I can't say that. I did what I thought was loving.
And you didn't fail into love before.
I didn't fail into lust and mistook it for love.
No, I know, man.
I got to keep it
so Pete, the scenario then.
Okay.
We got a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Queen. Hold on now. We got to be Black Lives Matter all the time.
I'm fucking out. We keep it one thigh out. Okay. I call y'all bitches usually in your
face.
It ain't
personal.
It's personal. I'm not saying it's not.
I slip.
Listen, it's personal. It's not vulgar for
my
me.
My mama might be listening to this
when
shit.
When I say bitch, I mean like female. You know what I'm saying? Just like when I say nigga, I mean a man. I don't mean a fucking nigger. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't doing no hard yards.
My bitch is not a vulgarity. You know what I'm saying? As reference.
That's just his vernacular,
you know,
for the
saying?
Woman in his
nigga
life.
Nigga is not a vulgar. Or bitch is not vulgar. I love women of all.
Ask our mamas, been some good niggas.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, so you got the bitch, right? And she motherfucking, you fuck with her.
Hold on. Is she like a town bitch, like Cal Center,
any bitch,
2-1.
You gonna be able to squeeze. You gonna be able to squeeze a bitch into.
Like she a Georgia bitch. Quality health. Ultimate maximum type shit.
Yeah,
4-2 in Georgia.
All that.
Modular, like what's Korean old type shit. Okay.
All that.
How I wanted to be.
How you wanted to
let
be.
Let me see.
No, she ain't that. You know what I'm saying? She got the potential, but right now you find that she busted and disgusted. You know what I'm saying?
Am I at this age?
You busted, no.
I'm in my prime.
Money good. And you're not worried, not looking for nothing. Yeah, you single. You always single, nigga.
No, I'm not. Shout out to my old lady.
Yeah, there you go. See, that was a test, nigga. See how I tested that nigga.
Uh-huh.
And then this motherfucking.
I passed.
And then you motherfucking. So then.
My baby.
So you fuck with her, you know what I'm saying? The pussy is A1, you know what I'm saying? But you like, damn, bitch, you just a little foot dragger. When I found you, you know what I'm saying? You was barefoot walking down the railroad track with a piece of straw in your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You was bad, though.
You was bad.
You was bad though, you know what I'm saying?
I saw the potential.
And I saw the potential. And
nobody wasn't gonna know I schooled you with dirty feet.
Exactly. And if they do, I'll go fuck.
Please add that nigga part in there, cause niggas would do a lot more when ain't nobody licking. Go ahead.
When they looking out, tell them see me. I don't go fuck. Hey, but you fix up. You don't like, you just bored at that moment, you know what I'm saying? And you just want a project, you fix a bitch up, build a bitch real quick. You know what I'm saying? And then
so I'm stroking my ego by saying how I could build a bitch.
Yeah, no, you just bored. You just feeling charitable. You generous. Know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I feel like damn, I'm
trying to add some value to
I'm bored with these bitches out here. I just want to put some invest in the bitch.
I'm not taking advantage of the bitch.
I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite clear on what I'm doing with her, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And she's quite clear.
Yeah, she's cool. She understands. And she's like, all right, I'll do it in time.
Okay, let me stop you right now. This is where the dirt bag is.
Yeah.
You gave her the option.
Gave
she's gonna always choose you.
Yeah.
If you lie to the bitch, you took the option away from her and made the decision for her because you ain't trust that she'll choose you if you left it up to her.
Yeah, but here go the scumbag shit right here.
That's
though.
The scumbag shit right there.
Scumbag shit right here. Y'all that you already man. Know that she was gonna
choose you. She was gonna choose that sauce. Yeah, you went into it knowing that. But
you gave her the option.
When you gave her the option, you tried to use that as. I'm letting you know, like, if you want this shit, like, I ain't trying to force you, you know what I'm saying? We still gonna be cool and all that shit, but, you know what I'm saying?
All that bullshit, man.
And then they let you know that that's exactly where they're at. Why don't you just want to be with me? I can love you. A girl told me,
but you going left,
I will love you so fucking good. I said, you fucking dirtbag. Bitch. Man, you will love me so fucking good.
Just
that shit don't work for you no more.
At all, man. You motherfuckers think they said some deep shit.
I was
that shit
just finna get you some sweet sour sauce. It's a chicken nugget, man. You fuck all that up. And we were getting it from Burger King. Bitch, I'd buy you a 100 nugget right now for $10. Sweet sour sauce everywhere, bitch.
What shit I know? So the bitch... the bitch, you don't love the bitch, you know what I'm saying? Really, you just like, you don't really know the bitch, you know what I'm saying?
That's the best place to be. Because if I love you,
you don't love her.
But this is what I'm saying. When I love a person, bro, I'm locked in. Even with my friends, if I love you, like, I feel like I just signed up. That love is damn near going to be a burden.
Well, let's rewind the scenario.
Because I'm going to keep loving you.
Let's rewind the scenario.
Even if I don't fuck with you.
Well, let's rewind the scenario.
If I like you.
I know you done been here before. Well, mm-hmm. Just say you just got out of some shit where you was fucked up by the bitch bad and the bitch gone. And now you like, all right, the bitch gone. And now you just... I need a pastime, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I need a 30.
I learned that shit don't work.
I'm saying now.
I before, got the snot and go
you,
through
this
it.
Before you learn. This is before you learn.
Oh, this is pre.
This is before you
this
learn.
This is pre-game.
This is before you learn.
Okay.
So now all this shit have you done picked the bitch off the foot. She was barefoot with a piece of straw.
Built the bitch into a Kardashian.
You built the bitch up. Don't accident. You just hanging out with the bitch like,
yeah she picked up
bitch,
on sauce.
Come on, you gonna watch what the fuck I wanna watch, bitch.
She
gonna,
applied but the shit I'm telling her better than me.
Yeah, but it didn't come to find out. She like all the shit, that shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? So she ain't complaining. You like, damn, this bitch really, we own this shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, and the shit that I was telling her to do before, she already doing it without me saying it, because that's just naturally who she is now. So I done fucked around and stumbled on a motherfucking win on accident, and this bitch getting to that motherfucking money, man.
Okay.
She just was barefooting on with a piece of straw because her people.
And we all been down on
shit.
Our luck.
And I done told her some shit.
She
little
started relating
shit,
to the bitch.
She done ran with the shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And now guess what? You done fell for the bitch, man.
Now you got an emotional attachment.
I like this little motherfucker.
That's why love can't have shit to do with emotions. Because you know what? My mama taught me that. Even when she ain't like me, which is an emotion, she loved me, bro. She always had my best interest at heart, whether no matter how she felt about me. I can't,
yeah, but just think
I can't tie the action of loving somebody to how I feel about somebody at a moment. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm not, every time you need my love, it ain't going to always be, you know, in a good way.
Well, that's what we disagree, because my love is a contingent on do you fucking love me? I can't love somebody who
right.
Don't
no,
love
I'm
me.
Not saying that they don't love me. I'm just saying some loving some people is burdensome, bro.
What?
It's burdensome. It's like a burden. Like
nah,
you
nah.
can't, bro. Yes, it is. I could like you all day and not have an emotional attachment to you. So if you cross me, if the shit don't work, we go our separate ways, I don't never hear from you again, I'm cool. But if I love you, you could have, like one of my close friends, we had a conversation about this other day, I ain't gonna say his name. I overly love this nigga, like my real little brother.
And he just trying to hurt you? Physically?
No. But he didn't, it's what our relationship has come to. And my love and the quality of a friend that I've been, like a brother to you, and you just go all the way left. You start doing shit that I see, and you know I'm gonna know because you know that I know what I know. So you know this shit ain't getting past me. I'm calling you on it, trying to tie your shoes, when really, if the shoe was on the other foot and this was a nigga doing it to him, I'd be like, why you fuck with that nigga? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking up, and I can see where I'm fucking up at, and like you said earlier, I'm showing that shit, but what puts me in that situation to even make a dumb decision like that is my emotions.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't include that shit with love no more. Because it's going to be times that I'm mad at my old lady or mad at my kids. My mama done pissed me off. And I can't let that shit have no goddamn, like, influence on how I love them. That shit got to be the same.
That's just petty shit, though. You pissing me off and all that there, but if you trying to harm me...
I didn't use that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. That's what it's level to this shit. So that's what I'm saying. So this is just like with the same bitch that we talking about. She turned into... Now, before you know it, 5 years done been around. This bitch done been around, you know what I'm saying? And you done been up and about, did whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying? But she still holding down. That's what I say. But you initially, you weren't in love with her.
Right.
And then you fall, but at the same time.
Initially, I wasn't, but eventually, it's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. That less I love is love can be earned, is I feel like is what my point I'm trying to make.
Okay, you know but that's my love that's is better. Earned.
And you know what I'm saying?
You loving
and
me.
And you can earn something and then lose it. You know what I'm saying? But it just as much as it took to earn it, it'll probably take that much to lose it.
Let me tell you what I told. Okay, and I ain't trying to get religious, but this is what the Bible say. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, respect your husbands. You know why I think that? And I tell my old lady this.
That's just common sense.
No.
Wait. I ain't how they try to make the regular shit deep in the Bible.
No.
Wash thy hand.
Man,
all right, we got that, nigga. Because listen, if not, your hands.
But this is what, this is the meaning I got from it. For me in my life. I don't know where you're preaching at. Listen. Nah, real shit, though. Okay. Respecting me, you don't know how to respect me if you don't know how to respect yourself. So I know the Bible, that was a prerequisite right there.
Yeah.
Your respect for me is what's going to cause you not to cheat on me or to honor me or submit to me like you're supposed to, not your love. Because every time I cheated, I loved the bitch. I didn't respect the bitch enough not to cheat. You get what I'm saying? If I'm just being honest with myself so I can correct that issue, that's what it was.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But love is a combination of a couple of things, and respect is one of them.
Respect comes first. If that's not the foundation, bro, you done lost a bitch respect before, and totally different. Once you lose that, that's it. You don't even want that back no more.
You can respect somebody that you don't love.
Right, but you can't love somebody you don't respect.
That's just the foundation. Yeah.
If I could drop this mic. If I could drop this motherfucker back.
But I don't know. But I can't agree with that, though, because I didn't see some more. It's some motherfuckers who I love dearly that do some shit that I don't respect.
Well, I'll say this. In my case, that this mindset works for me and the people that need me to be who they need me to be in their life. So I'm not saying your way ain't right. I'm just saying.
You saying I want to argue. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, sure. My interpretation of the situation is. Damn.
Damn. 50 minutes, man. That was a nice little energy we had going down.
But you can't beat that shit.
Yeah, man. I'm smoked out to my throat. Groggy, man. This is an episode of the motherfucking Scumbag Chronicles. We recorded this shit on Anchor, an app, you know, easy to record
yeah.
your podcast and put it on every platform. I'm just practicing the commercial that they make me say. So,
yeah, thanks. Shout out to our sponsors that we're gonna have.
Yeah, man, soon come.
Y'all speak that shit to. Not all y'all pray for us and do shit like that, because all y'all, God don't fuck with all of y'all. Hey, I just wanted y'all to know that.
Me and Chris got some battles on here, man, because this nigga is a white Jesus fanatic, man.
I'm a light skinned Jesus. I told you, get that shit together.
Man,
Drake is Jesus' nephew. Look at him. I'm a relationship man. And we gonna show you how to have
you
different
might miss
perspectives,
your calling, bro. You might be built to be in the pulpit, man.
This is my pulpit. We got to switch this shit up.
Ooh, fire! And we gonna end it on that.